Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tyler sent this in my ear as we were heading to break. Thought I'd save it here. Zach Greinke tonight. He gets a video, right?
You've established
the precedent now.
Yeah, the precedent's important.
When you said Miles Straw gets a tribute.
Do I think the Astros will?
Yes. The Astros are going
Yes, absolutely. He's starting the game too. Yeah, absolutely.
But you don't think Miles Straw got one.
No, I'm not a celebrate the opponent before the game ever starts. I don't care if it's
no
a
matter who it is,
game.
Right? No matter who it is. Right.
Let's go play ball. If the Cardinals come out here, if Arizona Cardinals come out here to NRG, y'all cool if they give DeAndre Hopkins a tribute video before the game starts?
Absolutely.
If they spend 5 minutes doing it, is that?
I don't know about
y'all
five.
Y'all good with that?
Five
who?
Minutes.
Who?
But I think DeAndre Hopkins. About a couple of minutes. Yeah, that's a bit of a different situation, though.
It is. It's very different. The way Hopkins, after he was traded, the way he was vocal on social media and kind of took jabs at ownership. And otherwise, for the Houston Texans, that's got to factor in. It's not the same at all.
The same jabs that we all like.
The way Greinke left Houston is not anywhere close.
You're talking about it's a difference for the Texans that they would actually do it.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about in terms of deserving.
No, I mean, I know Hopkins did a ton for this organization. He was a great player, one of the greatest to put on a Texans uniform, no doubt. But when it comes to his exit and how it all went down, I think that is a major factor there.
Yeah, I don't know. Him and especially how they've turned the corner on Andre Johnson. I'm good with it. Him, JJ, you know, these players, they get them. Greinke.
I mean, y'all give him Matt Schaub. If Matt Schaub comes back, y'all give him Matt Schaub a tribute video?
What did he do for the Texans?
Why not?
Though?
Sure. I mean, let him to the playoffs.
He quarterbacked the best season they've ever had, didn't he?
If Matt Schaub was playing, why not?
Greinke made it to a World Series, though.
Especially if you set a precedent that Miles Straw gets a video.
That's what
Zach Greinke, damn sure.
That's what gets
that's
me.
That's a slap in the face.
Oh, I agree. I bet the Astros do. I'm just not, as you know, I'm just not, I'm personally.
You're talking about for none of them.
It is very, very, very.
Yours is the competition thing.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess, you know, maybe I could see JJ. I mean, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer and was a major part of rebuilding the city after I don't know if it's the most in the history, but I mean the toughest times that the city's lived through in the last 25 years.
Yeah.
I mean, so you know, there's a lot more to that story than just being a good player or a great player. Maybe something like that. I'm just not if it's got more than on the field and more than scoring touchdowns kind of vibe to it. Maybe JJ does that, but I'm not, let's go play ball. I'm not a salute the opponent kind of deal.
Yeah, it's the guy, and they're going to be showing him in all Astro stuff. They're going to be showing.
Oh, I get it. I've seen
moments.
It.
Yeah,
I've seen it. But I mean, you're right. Miles Straw got one. Greinke's damn sure getting one.
Anybody's get one. Evan Gattis is going to get him one when he comes back just to sit. Like they're all getting them. They've all done it. Yeah, Zach's. Maybe they got a few more to choose from with Zach than they did with Miles Straw, so maybe a little longer.
Yeah,
but. Zach.
But yeah, I would say they do. If you're asking the question, do they or don't they? I would say yes. Zach gets one tonight.
Yeah, he's getting one. He's getting one. It'll be nice. Everybody going out of the ballpark. Zach Greinke. The one thing is Zach may not acknowledge it. If you know Zach, Zach may just
he may just
act like this is happening for somebody else.
He may appear to not know that it's going on.
I like your voice.
Like, couldn't you see him just – I don't think Zach's – I would not be shocked at all if Zach doesn't give a tip of the cap or something. You remember, I mean, Miles was almost taken to tears. Like, I don't think Zach may just continue with his warm-up.
Greinke hadn't really seen Greinke.
Yeah, maybe, yeah, he may not be out for it. Yeah, so Zach Greinke, he gets one today. All right, real talk here, 713-572-4610. You can text in with your thoughts. Jake Odorizzi, all right, he may get lost in the shuffle with everything that happened over the weekend and yesterday and how that game, the comeback and the eighth inning, and then finally Yordan taking us on home. Have you seen enough? Have you reached a point where you have seen enough that the conversation of should he be in the rotation should be over?
You're asking the wrong guy.
Yeah, yes, I've seen enough from him, and I've seen enough from the other five guys that are
that
kicking ass.
That second part is as much as anything.
Yeah, I've seen enough. Now here's the deal though. Show is like you know I don't think he deserves, and I don't mean this disrespectfully. I don't want to fall in the Tyler category of disrespecting the guy. I just don't think he's not done anything to deserve to be in the rotation at this point in time. He hasn't performed up to snuff to take starts away from anybody in the rotation with him at this point in time. Here's how I handle the Jake Odorizzi deal. If it's me, I sit down with Verlander and I go, Jay, we busted division wide ass open. It ain't the All-Star break yet. Like that's exactly
how you should approach it.
Busted it wide open, and we can treat the second half of the season, if we so choose to, significantly different. Like, do you feel like you need to pitch in a 5-man rotation? And if Justin Verlander needs to pitch in a 5-man rotation, and not have the extra rest, Jake, your ass is out.
See ya.
If JV wants the extra rest, then you've bought yourself enough time to where, you know what, Jake can be that arm, and if he goes out there and he performs well, then maybe down the stretch you've got a spot to use him. Maybe you can move him. But ultimately, Jake's not the one deciding who the hell, if he's still in this.
I mean, they're going to have to make some decisions because, I mean, Jake, I wonder if Jake does to me have a tinge of delusion in him, which I think a lot of athletes do, but he has a tinge of delusion. I wonder, does Jake see the writing on the wall that when Lance McCullers comes back,
well,
there,
show, you may
there
have,
is
you
most
may have
definitely
a tinge of delusion in you too now.
Of course.
Now,
of course.
Oh, okay.
The showman.
But do you think he understands that? When Lance comes back, there is not a spot at all.
I just work here.
Even if you go to the 6-man rotation, let's say that JV wants to do that. When Lance comes back, where is his spot? Like,
that
I wonder, does he see this?
Yeah. Well, he got to see it.
But he's delusional, though. I believe Jake believes he's the number 3 starter on this team and that they are just bringing him back slowly.
I have to learn to pitch here.
I honestly, in my heart, believe that's how Jake sees it. I think Jake remembers his last several starts, and I think Jake sees himself as, like, I'm still right there with Christian Javier.
Well, I think Jake has the ability to see himself separate from these others. Hell, I hope he does. I mean, I hope he does at this point in time.
Joe, oh, here's so disrespectful, man.
I saw it. It's just the level of disrespect. And unfortunately,
there are so many photos you can use for Jake Odorizzi.
What do you mean?
But except you only one you use is that one where that man is on that stretcher.
I give respect when I get respect. Jake has not shown any respect.
He doesn't even know you're alive.
Berman again.
When he thought he was injured, that's the picture. You got Jake Odorizzi pictures of him pitching. I know you do.
I was referencing him coming back from his injury when he was stretchered off for that twisted ankle.
He got that man sitting up there like this. There's nothing we're talking about.
The level of just, I just hope he doesn't, I hope he doesn't like relate me to that, the level of disrespect.
Are you worried about Jake and what
I'm not
he
worried,
thinks?
I'm not worried about anybody. I just hope.
Still T-slide
in, I just hope that I would just prefer that he not relate me to that kind of disrespect.
And that's fair. I'm just saying Jake O, he has earned every bit of the disrespect I hand his way. Y'all know me. I'm not outwardly disrespectful to dudes for no reason at all. This guy is, I'm done with him. I'm tired of it. Freaking drama queen, man. Ball and be respectful with the media and contribute in some way.
He's doing his best, T. He's going out there and doing his best.
Oh, boy. I know it.
I mean, the guy doesn't get mad because he's out. He tells you why his outing sucked and it's still not good enough. He breaks his outing down and it's still not good enough.
Nobody will talk to me.
Here's the thing. I heard Eschenfelder and Stanton talking about it after the game last night. The scary part with him is the whole, if you're going to go with a six-man rotation, how it impacts your bullpen.
Yeah.
And Jake just in no way, shape, or form has done enough to even potentially put your bullpen in a bad spot by keeping that extra starter. Like that can't even be in the cards for the Astros at this point in time.
Yeah. No.
God, I hope not.
Yeah, you would think so. God, man. Tyler always has the Jake Odorizzi take in the holster. I mean, locked, loaded.
I mean, he's taking out the Astros seventh starter.
I mean, he doesn't even have a silencer on it. I mean, he is just ready to go.
I just work here.
Every moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.